Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that song taking us there was Sbuzindela. Well, Sbuzindela coming through with Move On. You might remember I had him a couple of weeks in studio for an interview a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, you must have noticed by now that I have this thing for young people. I really, really love talking to young people. Actually, I read something on social media today saying we need to differentiate between what they call stage. I don't know if you've heard of that term, but basically it speaks of all the troubles and the hassles or the problems young people seem to have during their adolescent stage, you know, and all the decisions they make, and attribute them to the fact that, you know, I'm still younger, making mistakes, I'm growing, and. So this person was basically saying we need to differentiate between that and choices. Because, and this person was basically saying, so like I said, loosely put, they say stage. In other words, it's a phase of their lives. And he says, explains it this way. He says, each stage or phase is where the child gets their first teeth, where the child goes certain, you know, phases of their lives and things that they have to go through. And he says, but there's also a different kind, which we should call choices, call it what it is. And oftentimes, you know, you make these choices as you grow to start things such as, you know, alcohol, and you recklessly go to that direction. Or a reckless life, you know, in your youth years especially, where you probably start being promiscuous and you blame that to the adolescent phase. And he says you have to acknowledge the fact that it's your choices which you have made. And unfortunately for you, you might go astray because of those choices. Whereas there is another person pretty much your age who will make different choices to you, which will benefit them at the end of the day. And you know, as I was reading this thing, I thought, I always say this, I'm really grateful that God captured my heart at a young age. And I had a lot of people who'd actually say to me, you know what, look, well, you've skipped certain phases of your life. And I assume those phases of my life were supposed to be rebellion and whatnot. Of course I skipped those because I had a choice to make, and I made a different choice. And he says, you know, and this the guy then says, at some point you need to take responsibility of those choices that you made. And as I was just reading this thing, I was actually just taken aback to one of the things that Given had always spoken about, and you're wondering who's this. Given Masilela always shares these insightful things for young people, and I have stolen a lot of those, you know, for these shows that I do. And it's really, really important for us to remember and teach our kids. And I say our kids, you might be thinking, you're still too young. I have a niece who's a teenager in her youth years, and I always say to her, unfortunately, you're not going to hide behind the adolescent phase. You're going to have to account and pay for your callous moves at some point. And I love having her listen to these, and I'm so, so, so blessed that we are actually on DSTV because she gets to listen to those. Today I said to her, you have to tune in because this is really going to build you. So I'm really hoping that you, if you have to record this and play it to your young one, or if they're close by, make sure that they listen to some of these things, because there's just so much that Given shares with young people that could really save you and them a lot.
In a world with so many popular superheroes, I think if I were to ask for a superpower, one superpower I would want to have is the ability to look at my life retrospectively. Not necessarily the ability to see the future, but to be able to see my own life from a retrospective perspective. And I do realize that that is one in the same with being able to see my future. But I want to get a sense, and I know that this is a power that God has already blessed us with, right? Like it's the ability to have wisdom, basically, to know that if I take this action and if I continue down this path, it is going to lead me down this trajectory, and I will eventually be known It will be solidified in people's minds that given illustrative is this kind of a person. So this is similar to if you are hanging out with friends who, especially when you're younger, who smoke, who drink, who laze around and don't get up to doing things that are productive, things that are building, things that build you and them as individuals. You know, if you don't play sport, if you don't play musical instruments, if you don't, learn how to swim, if you don't do extracurricular activities that pertain to your academics, like go out and spend your time trying to figure out some math problems, writing past maths papers and seeing where you might have gotten things wrong. If you don't spend your life doing those things, it shouldn't shock you when you don't find yourself being one of the most successful people in your family or one of the most successful people you know. Because you can see the trajectory of someone who avoids that kind of lifestyle. You can, by wisdom, be able to tell that if this person continues down this path, they are going to end up being this kind of an individual. And that's a very, very important distinction to make. It's a very good perspective to have and a very critical perspective to have. And many of us, unfortunately, when we're young, and this is a particularly a conversation that is important for young people, because we do not have a retrospective perspective, right? And wisdom comes with age. So this means the younger you are, the less wisdom you have. And it feels like a paradox, right? I'm supposed to be young, wise in my youth, but the younger I am, the less wisdom I have. So why am I expected to be wise? You know, one of the worst advices you could possibly receive from someone who's older than you is live. You're young. So go out and live. Oh, my goodness. I myself have received such advice, you know, especially when you're a person in your, let's say, late teens and early 20s. You usually hear people say, don't become too serious about life, especially if you're in the, courting someone and you're pursuing marriage. You'll find people saying things to you like that, like, don't be too serious, right? Enjoy your life, you know, enjoy yourself, like, go out and have fun. What does that even mean? Is marriage not fun? Is committing myself to a courtship not fun? You know, it's almost as if the society is trying to say to you that doing life and concentrating and focusing on the things that will send you on this, you know, this trajectory of doing good things in life, those are boring and you shouldn't be focusing on that. It's so sad to hear people, young people, get such advice. It's quite honestly sad. And I hope that we as young people learn that. Just, you know, here's the sad part, right? And it's a fair thing for us to be able to acknowledge as young people. Not every old person with gray hair is wise. Yes, wisdom does come with age. Wisdom does come, gray hair does mean that you've experienced life to a point of you having some degree of wisdom. But I think we can all agree that there are some old people who clearly do not have wisdom. And some, unfortunately, you know, I'm remembering King Solomon, how he made so many mistakes. He pursued and satisfied his flesh so much, married so many women, and enjoyed so many luxuries, and yet still is considered the wisest man to have ever lived. Now, remember that to be wise and to have wisdom does not mean that you have applied that wisdom. And this is in particular with old people. Some old people in our lives are wise, they have the wisdom, they can tell you what mistakes not to make because they have made those mistakes. I've met some older people who have signed contracts and put their names on behalf of other people, you know, in support of them so that they could get access to money, and they themselves ended up losing everything. You know, and the Bible actually does say, do not sign surety with a stranger or even with a friend. Do not sign your name as surety for someone on behalf of someone else. That is not a wise thing to do. So I say all of that to make the point of I've made a few points now, and I hope you've been catching up, right? I've made the point of the fact that not every old person you meet is going to have wisdom. This is a sad reality. And not all of them are going to have applied wisdom. They might have the wisdom. They might be able to tell you that, you know, being promiscuous in your youth is not a good thing to do because they did it, right? And by promiscuous, I mean sleeping around, having rave parties and sex all over the place and thinking that you won't face any consequences. And it happens particularly amongst boys because we know that we're not going to bear the burden of carrying a pregnancy. Right. We are lied to and told that we don't have any consequences to face and that the young girls are the ones that need to worry about that. It happens in particularly amongst us boys and men. And it's really about time that we start having conversations to alleviate that kind of, not alleviate, stop that kind of thinking. Definitely we need to stop it. So I've covered that. I've not covered, but I've brought up that point and I've pointed attention towards it. And then there's the thing of us as young people thinking that we know things and therefore we don't listen to our parents because we assume them to not be as smart as our influencers, right? You have an influencer who gives you wisdom and not wisdom, but who tells you certain things. And you can see that they're trendy, they dress nice, they're cool, and you want to be like them. We need to remember that we need to separate coolness. Being cool does not equate being being wise. It does not equal being wise. It does not equal being able to foresee what bad results will eventually lead to the decisions you're making currently. So I want to advise you to stay away from making decisions that will eventually lead to your doom and to your demise in the long run. And you, to be quite honest, there are some, you know, like stealing and sleeping around. Those are quite obvious, right? And even though you're doing it because, or you might be doing it because of peer pressure, but you know the consequences. But some consequences are not as easy to discern when you're younger. And this we've spoken about it during our better version of you, right? That you need to focus on spending time with wise older people, and it's usually those you don't want to listen to, those that you don't want to hear their advice because you know it's going to contradict what your flesh wants to do. But think about that as a young person. Think about it and think about it deeply. Think about the things that you want to do. Think about the things that your friends are doing recklessly and keep away from those things. Find an adult that you can, not idle, but you can model yourself against, right? And follow them. Find an influencer who is influencing you to do things that are aspirational, you know, things that where you can be ambitious towards things that will grow you. And I'm not just talking financial growth. I'm talking in terms of your health, your mental health, your physical health, your relationships with people, the way that you interact and relate with other people. Find influencers who are going to influence you towards that direction in a positive manner. No one can buy you that. No one can buy you that. It is priceless. So think about that, right? And think about how the things that you're currently doing, it would be impossible to list them all. The things that you're currently doing, are you in a couple of years going to regret them? And if you don't know whether you are, find an adult, you know, find them, befriend them, and then have conversations with them, because I promise you, they know what kinds of decisions you will definitely regret when you get older. We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.